One of the players in your squad at the moment that I wanted to ask you about is Ryan Lowe. Is he someone that actually could benefit from a step up into the Championship, playing with better players that maybe you're going to sign this summer? Could he potentially play a greater role and maybe benefit next season playing at a higher level?
Well, I spoke to Ryan at the end of the season, and I think he possibly is a player that he's never played at a higher level. He's never tested himself at that level. And hopefully, if we bring in the players that we want to, then they will be of a higher standing, and then you'll find out whether he can. And that's what normally happens. You only really find out if players can step up to the plate with better players when they're actually training with them and playing with them. You can't find out any other way, and I do think Ryan is one of them. And I think knowing Ryan in the short time that I have, he will want to give it a right good go as well, because he's always believed he could play at a higher level. He's never been given the opportunity, and he might be given it now.
Interesting you use the words having a right good go. Is that how you would describe Sheffield Wednesday's summer? Are you going to be giving this a right good go to compete in the Championship next season?
Oh, yes, of course we are. I ain't come to... You know, as much as it was a big decision for the chairman to do what he did, it was a big, you know, from my part, personally, it was a big decision whether to come to Sheffield Wednesday. But as the chairman said, if I did my job properly, you know, then hopefully we would consolidate a playoff spot, because that's what we were talking about, and be promoted that way. Because that initially, that's what we were talking about. And the chairman said to me, if I did my job properly, then I should only be in this division for a couple of months. And thankfully, that's what happened. I came here because of what the chairman sold me, the dream, everything else, and what he was planning to do. So now that I'm here, you bet I want to push on. I want the stadium full like it was the last game and the last few games of the season. I want the place to be bouncing. I want everybody to be proud, you know, which they are, but even prouder to be a Sheffield Wednesday fan, because we're competing in the Championship to try and get out of that division. So, you know, listen, if I went and got 20 players from the non-league, my ambition would be to get out of the Championship the right way, not the wrong way, you know. So the players haven't even seen what my ambitions and what I expect from them yet. And they've only had a taste of it because they only had a few months of it. But I can assure every Sheffield Wednesday fan that, you know, talking to my staff over the last few weeks and what's going on and the things that were changing, you know, that we've changed the whole training ground complex. It's all been gutted and redone. So they're just the start of what we're trying to do. So I haven't certainly come to Sheffield Wednesday to, you know, just consolidate. It's a big club. Fans expect, I expect, and I hope, you know, I can deliver what they want.
How's the developmental squad going on? Because you've talked about this as something you wanted to install at Sheffield Wednesday. Have you been able to add players to that so far? And how will that take shape? Because fans sort of ask us, you know, how is this going to play out here? Is this a team that will play
games?
Well,
that will only happen if we get the recommendation from the academy to get to level two. That can only happen if we're at that level. And that's a process that's going on at the moment. We've got no control over that side. That's if the academy passes for what we're trying to do. And if we get that grade, which we are hoping and pretty sure, I mean, you know, 100%, but we're pretty sure that we will get it. That process has already started. We've already brought in two or three players to add to that squad. And that basically will become your reserve team, really. That's what it will be of young players. And you can play one or two of the older players that haven't played. But that'll be a very competitive league. I'm quite big on that side, on the youth, because I think there's nothing better for supporters to see players coming through from the youth and the development squad in the future. I think it gives them a self-pride as well that there's been an achievement within the club, rather than going out and bringing somebody in from somewhere else. You know, it's important that culture grows within the club, because then that puts you on the map. And just like what happened there to Cardiff. I mean, Cardiff in the short time was there of 6 years, and it is a short time. I mean, we sold something like £22 million worth of talent. Your Ramseys, your Gunters, you know, your Cameron Jeromes, your Joel Edleys. They have a phenomenal intake of players. And if they're good enough, they play. It's as simple as that, and that's what we did.